You may be surprised that I'm playing Schoenberg on a Baroque bonbon for Christmas Eve, but his Weihnachtsmusik is a great favourite of mine and has some distinct Baroque roots. Schoenberg wrote his Christmas music for himself and his family to perform at home in Vienna at the end of 1921. It's a serene work for an interesting ensemble with two violins, cello, harmonium and piano. It's based on two much-loved Christmas carols, Ist es ein Ros entsprungen and Stille Nacht, Heilige Nacht. The first appeared in the hymnal from Cologne in 1599 and was then harmonized by Michael Pretorius. Stille Nacht was written in 1818 by Franz Gruber. Gruber had only been presented with the words for Silent Night on Christmas Eve by a friend of his, a young priest. That afternoon he was to write the melody, and that evening, at the midnight service, the carol was performed for the first time. It was originally accompanied by guitar, possibly because the church organ was broken. Schoenberg begins by exploring Est ist ein Ros and passing the theme between the instruments before a joyful Stille Nacht appears. In between, the piano has some distinctly bell-like sections. The Weihnachtsmusik is in C major, a far cry from the 12-tone row and the atonality for which Schoenberg is so famed. What it shows is his skill in contrapuntal writing as the various musical lines interweave with each other. I hope you enjoy this tender Weihnachtsmusik by Schoenberg, played here by the members of the Taverner Consort, directed by Andrew Parrott.
Thank you.
that was Schoenberg's Weihnachtsmusik, played by the Taverner Consort, directed by Andrew Parrott. To listen to this again, go to the FMR website and click on Anna's Baroque Bonbons. FMR.